105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105. 12
minutes past 6 o'clock. 105 Drive with Julian Clover through until 7 o'clock. Europe's place as a legendary classic rock band was platinum stamped early in their career, having enjoyed an explosive period of worldwide success in the 80s, underpinned by their hit album and single, The Final Countdown, before going into a hiatus between 1992 and 2003. They're very much back with us now. They played Dublin earlier this week, and next Wednesday they're going to be in the Cambridge Corn Exchange. And I'm pleased to say that frontman Joey Tempest is on the line now. Hello, Joey.
Hey, nice introduction. How are you?
Oh, my pleasure. Good to speak to you, Joey. Thank you very much. I was wondering, when you sort of took the break, effectively, I guess, through most of the 90s, what was it like getting back into it all? It must have felt very different for you.
It was a new start. I mean, I took the time in the break to sort of learn about singer-songwriters like Neil Young, Bob Dylan, and all that on the lyric side. The other guys were touring with other bands such as Glenn Hughes, and so we all did our different things. But when we started, it felt we met as teenagers. We started out having, you know, doing things together, going to see Thin Lizzy or Deep Purple play live, and so we dreamed harder as teenagers. And then when we had the break after 10 years. We did pursue a few other things, but when we started, it was like just almost like coming home from a coffee break. You know, we knew each other, but we also knew that this is a job for us in the future. So we had a meeting about it. We said, let's do it long term. Let's try to build up a new relationship with the media, with the rock fans. And here we are, 5 albums after the relaunch, if you like, and it's going well, so we're very pleased.
Mm. And has the music changed at all? You said that you were, you know, looking and listening to the lyrics of artists. You mentioned Neil Young and some others there. Has then the kind of the writing that you and your band members do, has that changed? And has the sound changed at all as a result?
It has changed a bit. We decided to go on a journey and not to repeat ourselves and not to try to emulate anything from the past. So went on a new journey to learn about studios, about recording gear, about writing songs and get a better at our instruments. And everybody in the band are writing these days, which is great. They've caught up with me. I used to write things in the beginning, but they're great. And what we try to do with each album is to find a deeper expression or a new expression. Because coming from Sweden and stuff, we were blown away when we heard Led Zeppelin and Deep Purple and stuff. We thought they had so much feeling and so much depth in the expression. And it's hard for Scandinavians to reach that. But after maybe 1,000 gigs, and I lived in UK now for a long, long time, and all the touring, we're beginning to realize and beginning to sort of dig a little deeper and find that rock news. And so basically, we're just on a journey to get better. And we've been lucky because we've done it exactly our way and taken the long way. And it seems like people appreciate it, you know.
It's interesting. You speak about hearing the rock bands as they came to Sweden. We have a lot of young musicians coming in here. In fact, when I'm done at 7, my colleague Tim is going to be up with our new music generator program. And I'm just wondering, for a young band starting out in Sweden in particular, you know, I know a little bit about Sweden. I've been there a few times, and it feels, you know, you get out of Stockholm and into places like Linköping or Malmö, and it feels these are quite small places. So the prospect of being able to see a large band come, or even in the other direction, as you guys have done, to come forward onto the scene, is it more difficult, would you say, than a band in Britain to be able to do that?
Perhaps it is. I mean, if you think about England, Britain, or US, for instance, there are channels, there are lawyers, there are studios, there are producers, managers in place that are working the business. When we started out in Stockholm, Sweden, there was no one there. So the first deal we signed was a big contract. And, you know, it was we didn't understand. There was no lawyers in place. We did our best. But we sort of fought our way out of Upplands Väsby, which is outside of Stockholm. We never became part of the Stockholm scene either. We won a rock competition, but the prize was to record an album. So they couldn't really stop us. Before that, we'd been turned down by record companies because they thought, you should sing in Swedish, you should not use so many guitars and maybe cut your hair and stuff. So that was, they weren't ready for a Def Leppard from Sweden, if you like. They weren't. They didn't know about how to handle that. But when we released the first record, there was a lot of kids buying it, and there was an interest. And then we recorded Wings of Tomorrow, which was the second one, in ABBA studio, Polar Studios. Whenever we had a few hours, we could go in there. We didn't have much money, so we did a Wings of Tomorrow. And that album got some interest from America, from Germany. So people started to sit up and listen to the Swedish band that was determined to sing in English and break out of Sweden, because we had international feel to it, you know.
Mm. And with the new phase, if you like, I say the new phase, and you've been back doing it for five albums, I think you said, and a dozen years. Have you felt that you've been able to take more control than you might have done, you know, in your late teens, early 20s, when you were starting out?
Absolutely, it's a completely different thing. When we started up, we also started our own company. And we own the music. We license it out to record companies and people that like what we do. So we always have people around. And the decisions from the band is coming from the dressing room. We decide where to go, what producers to use, what direction, and write everything. We always wrote everything. But now it's really nice to have that sort of control. And the fans seem to enjoy it. They want to go on a ride with the band. I mean, you're so close to the band now. We work hard on our social media, on our Facebook. You're so close to them. You know what they think and how they feel about stuff. And it's really, there's some good things about today as well.
And you've got a good venue coming to next week in the Corn Exchange in Cambridge. It's an old-fashioned kind of place, but at the same time, actually, with a little bit of lighting, it can be a wonderfully modern place as well.
Oh, we're looking forward to coming there. And we've done two gigs so far, both in Ireland, one in Dublin and one in Belfast, Northern Ireland. So we've enjoyed at the start of the show, we're playing five new songs. We're playing about six or seven old songs. It's a good mixture. It's a very explosive show. And we can't wait to come over to UK, to England, and do some shows here. And we're going to Glasgow first, and then we'll come down here.
So okay, that sounds pretty good. But the challenge, it must be, because there'll be people who, you know, they'll be looking at what's coming up at the Corn Exchange, and they'll think, oh, Europe, Final Countdown, brilliant. And they'll be sort of drifting back. And it must be difficult, because you want to expose the new music, and there'll be fans who want to hear the new music, but equally there'll be people who think, no, I want to hear those hits from those early albums.
Exactly. If I went to see AC/DC, I would like to hear Back in Black or Highway to Hell or something like that. I understand that. So we do play some of the songs that we like to play as well. Rock Tonight, we love playing Final Countdown. It's a great live track. For us, it's still a live track. And Superstitious, we like to play from Out of This World. So there are some great gems from the past. But we are one of those bands that have created a new future for five new albums.
And there's a new album out at the moment, I think, as well, isn't there?
Yeah, War of Kings is coming out right now, and it's produced by Dave Cobb, who also produced Rival Sons. We heard Rival Sons, we thought, we have to work with this guy, and our adventure is still on musically and sonically, you know. So, yeah, it's an interesting record, and we play four or five songs from that, and it seems to go down very well.
Well, Joey, thank you very much for your time. Hope you have a good time in Cambridge when you're with us at the Corn Exchange next Wednesday. But for the time being,
yes, indeed.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Joey Tempest, frontman with Europe. Thanks very much, Joey.
Thanks for having me. See you there. Okay.
Absolute pleasure. Right, it's 20 minutes past six.